It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them in the inn. In a few short words, Luke tells about the birth which occurred in Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago. It is a city, this Bethlehem, whose importance is far out of proportion to its size. As the famous Christian hymn indicates, it was a relatively little town. Its location is some 5 miles south of Jerusalem. It was the home of David, the greatest king Israel had ever known. It was here in Bethlehem that Samuel anointed David king. It was near this little town that Ruth gleaned barley and found favor in the eyes of Boaz. Bethlehem means house of bread. It is a fertile area. Even today, one can see growing in the area grain crops, olives, figs, luscious grapes, and other fruit. It's altogether fitting that the one who is known as the bread of life was born here. Most people are surprised to learn that Christ was born in a cave. Our customs and traditions have colored our thinking. The inn was an open courtyard enclosed by walls. The doors were locked at night. Probably because of the census, which was a method of collecting taxes, the inn was filled. Joseph and Mary were forced to find shelter where the animals were kept, in the cave. Many years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Micah had spoken, "But you, O Bethlehem, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler of Israel." According to Matthew's account of the nativity story, the wise men from the east, probably Persians, were guided to Bethlehem in their search for the king of the Jews because of the prophecy of Micah. On that first Christmas night, probably in the year 6 B.C., angels appeared to some humble shepherds in a nearby field and announced the birth of the Christ child. There's a spot about a mile east of Bethlehem today, and it's known as the Shepherd's Field. Tradition says it is the spot where the angels visited these simple herdsmen. The shepherds came up the hillside to find the child lying in a manger and wrapped in swaddling clothes. I saw my first manger at Megiddo, which is biblical Armageddon. It is what we in the West would call a feeding trough. It was a hollowed-out stone from which the animals in the cave would eat. Swaddling cloth was a square piece of cloth wrapped diagonally around the child. In the 4th century, Helena, who was mother of Constantine, had a church built over the traditional site of the birth of Christ. The building which stands on the site today is the oldest building of continuous use for Christian worship in the world. It was built by the Emperor Justinian in the 6th century. Today we call it the Basilica of the Nativity. A visitor can enter through its simple, 4-foot-high front entrance and descend some stairs and see the spot where tradition says Mary gave birth to her son. It is indeed one of the astounding facts of history that one born in such humble surroundings and to such simple parents has changed the life of humans upon this earth more than any other person or group of people combined. And it happened in Bethlehem, just like the book said it would.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.